Can you talk about other pitfalls in colon cancer surgery that you observe or you think happens in terms of, other than the issue of the lymph nodes, maybe the way these patients are operated on or managed that you think could be improved in some situations?
I think it's a very relevant point now, particularly in the era of minimally invasive surgery and with so many studies that have shown that the operation is comparable, that in fact there's less pain, patients leave the hospital earlier if they have a minimally invasive laparoscopic procedure. And certainly the studies in the US have shown that it doesn't affect disease-free or overall survival. Having said that, not every surgeon is trained in minimally invasive surgery. And I think that there's a fear factor amongst surgeons that are not trained in laparoscopic surgery that they're going to lose that patient to a laparoscopic surgeon. Now, is it better to do an open operation, an adequate colectomy with adequate lymph node sampling versus a minimally invasive operation with a small incision with fewer lymph nodes? I would certainly vote for the former. Most patients with an open colectomy, particularly those that are fed early on a fast-track type of mechanism, can leave the hospital in 3 days with minimal complication risk and, in fact, return to normal function very, very quickly. So I think that certainly one of the pitfalls is trying to do an operation that a surgeon is not completely comfortable with because of the fear of losing the patient. Now, one of the big issues that certainly many of the laparoscopic surgeons raise is, do we have an ethical obligation if a patient comes to see you for a colon operation and you're not a laparoscopic surgeon to say that, in fact, the operation can be done laparoscopic or open? The data would support at least doing it laparoscopically, but I don't do it laparoscopically, and let me refer you to a surgeon that does. These are some of the ethical issues. I would argue that if that surgeon has been doing an open, safe operation with good results for many years and is comfortable doing that operation, should in fact continue doing that and doesn't have an obligation to refer a patient elsewhere for a smaller scar.